Christian, what's it like to pitch when you have a slugger like Luis Torrens in the lineup?
Yeah, it's awesome, especially when he gets to catch me at the end of it. But yeah, it's. I mean, he had a great game today. Really, we're on the same page the whole time. I don't really think I shook at all. Just be able to have him, just be able to contribute offensively too. It helps our lineup a lot, and he's having a great year, and I'm excited to have him.
Andy was saying, and Luis a little bit as well, that for you, you know, just getting ahead and really pounding the zone with the fastball was the key. Is that for you what you think was the biggest, you know, benefit today?
Yeah, for sure. Just establishing my fastball in the zone. Got to expand a little bit later in counts, but you know, the two leadoff walks both scored, so got to do a little bit of a better job on that, clean that up. But I feel like this was a good one to build off of. I thought Torrens called a great game back there, like I said. Defense played great too, and he'd be able to hand it to the bullpen and have Lav, Duarte, and Kodai come in. Got the utmost faith and trust in those guys too. They're pitching unbelievable right now, so you know, just be able to get the ball to them with the lead, and I feel like we did a good job at that.
When the ball goes to Carson, do you have any doubt that he's not going to get it?
No, not at all. Not one bit.
How big was it just for you to get into the seventh inning? Something obviously it took a while to get into the sixth, or to complete sixth, now to complete get through the seventh. What did that kind of mean for you?
Yeah, I felt good. I feel like I'm just able to lower my pitch count for the most part. You know, get some early contact when I needed to. Was able to kind of cruise in like the third, the fourth, and the fifth there. So just being able to, like, you know, get deeper in the game, get the second time through the lineup. If I did a good job at that, and then like I said, just hand the ball to the bullpen. Those guys are doing an unbelievable job right now. So just being able to, you know, limit those pitches in long at bats, and I feel like I did a good job of that today.
You talk about the bullpen. You obviously have a history coming up with Nate Lavender. What do you think makes him so equipped to come in a situation like that where we've seen multiple times already this season and just be effective and get out of it?
Yeah, he's not scared at all. It's a fastball. It's a real one. You know, it's, I mean, not light up the radar gun, but that thing sticks like an escalator up there. So being able to have the low slot that he has and be able to throw the fastball whenever he wants to in any count, have the faith and trust in it. It shows a lot that he knows he's a big league arm. So having him and then Duarte come in, he's had an unbelievable year this year. So be able to, you know, have the faith and trust in those guys. And then Kodai's shown what he can do at the end of the game. So I feel like all three of those guys have done a really good job.
We should have some mood changed around here for the last couple of weeks.
I feel like we're pulling loose. You know, being able to have the influx of energy. We have a lot of new guys. So just being able to come out here and kind of have fun, you know, and, you know, not to put too much pressure on ourselves. But obviously winning's more fun. So being able to come out here and when you're able to win some games, you know, you're going to be able to have, you know, more fun than when you're not. So just feel like that's the vibe right now.
Where'd you get the shirt?
One of our player development guys, Jagers, he's making shirts and he makes unbelievable shirts. So if you guys want a cool shirt, that's the guy. That's the guy to look up for sure.
Why this one?
Honestly, he was the only one that wasn't sweaty today. So that's the only clean one I had left. But yeah.
Christian, was there anything in particular that you felt like you cleaned up from the last two starts to today? Anything that kind of stands out?
After the first two innings, I feel like I threw my sweep in the zone a little bit more. Was able to get, you know, hitters off balance that way. You know, being able to really establish the cutter in the strike zone and be able to get soft contact with that pitch. Had a couple unfortunate, you know, BABIP kind of plays today that, you know, scored runs, but those are the leadoff walks of those guys going base that has a chance for that to happen. So I'm just something to learn from and continue to build off of. But I just feel like overall being able to throw all my pitches in the strike zone today really helped out.
Did you know that was the longest start since the surgery?
I did not know that.
What does it feel to get 19 outs after a long road you took to get here?
Yeah, it's good to build off of that one, and I'm excited to just continue to put one foot in front of the other, and hopefully next one I get 20 outs or more. So we'll see.